Bulls Nation, what's going on, man? It's your boy Boogie, USF Baseball Class of 2023. And y'all are tuning in to the It's Brewing Podcast.
You have to understand those who came before you. You can't just play for me.
Payoff pitch. Brutcher pulls it. Deep to right field. And this game is tied.
Every day is to make the university extremely proud. To make our alumni extremely proud of what we're doing in the program. Culture and work ethic and all of those things. Those are living, breathing things.
Are you kidding me?
This is ripped, the first Hogan, and there is your game winner. The South Florida Bulls can celebrate. They are headed to the Super Regionals for the first time in school history.
If you don't have the expectation of getting to Omaha, and playing well in Omaha, you probably shouldn't be coaching Division I baseball.
Welcome back to another episode of It's Brewing at McEwen, a USF baseball podcast. I'm your host, Sean Kaplan, and with me today is my co-host, Matthew Giardino. Today, we have a very special guest joining us. He's a standout player in USF baseball history and a true champion on and off the field. During his career at USF, which spanned from 2019 to 2023, he was a very impactful player and a fan favorite. He was instrumental in the Bulls' 2021 AAC Championship win, where he shined as the most outstanding player of the tournament. He then helped the Bulls win the Gainesville Regional that year and make the school's first ever Super Regional. With a fifth year of eligibility due to starting his career during COVID, he had the opportunity to continue his journey at Florida State University for his graduate season this past spring, becoming their starting first baseman and helping the team reach Omaha for the first time in 5 years. We're thrilled to dive into his journey, his experiences, and what the future holds for him. Please welcome the one, the only, Daniel Cantu. Daniel, It's fantastic having you on the show, brother. How's it going, man? Like, give us a tea. How's the fam doing? How's Darren and Liz doing? Tell us everything.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Taking the time to talk to me and catch up. I'm super excited to dive into some stuff with you guys. But the parents are good. They actually just left for a trip. They're actually heading up north right now to Hilton Head. They booked a trip we have like a timeshare up there, but they're actually driving into the storm of the tropical depression, hurricane, whatever you call it. But they're hoping they get some good days up there to just kind of relax and hang out, but they're doing good. My sister's here right now with me at the house. She is pregnant with her first baby boy. So that's the buzz that's going around the family right now. We're really excited to have her give birth soon in September, probably around September 3rd. So that's some exciting stuff in the Cantu family.
Uncle Dan.
Yep. Yeah, I'm excited.
Does she know if it's going to be a boy or a girl yet?
It's a boy.
So is this going to be your first nephew or niece?
Yep.
Oh, man. See, I was an uncle from the time I was 5 because I'm the youngest of 4 and we're all 6 years apart, man. There's nothing like it, dude. It's incredible. And just how you are with, like, even my nephew Mason looks up to you. So I know that you're going to be an incredible uncle, dude. And I'm really happy not only for you, but for your sister and all of your family. That what a gift, dude. That's awesome. When you were at USF though, I don't think I know what, cause you did graduate. What was your degree in at USF?
Health science.
Health science. And then when you went to FSU for your grad year, did you end up progressing on that? Did you go?
I did a grad certificate in athletic coaching. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard. It was but I don't think I'll be really getting into coaching. I don't think it was kind of just like go have fun and play baseball this year.
Well, you deserved it, man. I mean, and I don't think that even if you don't necessarily go into coaching, those grad certificates can come in handy, and it's a lot shorter than getting the full degree too, like a whole other bachelor's degree, because we all know how that goes. But all right, so that's awesome, man. Well, so let's chop it up a little bit about your time at FSU, brother. So during your time there, you know, you maintained a batting average above 300 and an OPS over 900, which playing in an elite conference, you know, that's incredible. You know, you guys had a very, very successful regular season. You know, what would you contribute to that success? Like, what pillars made you guys that successful in the regular season?
I mean, our offense was elite. Like, we had a really, really good offense, and we scored a lot of runs. I forgot what our average was, but I think it was over like 10 runs a game. Well, I don't know if it was 10, but it was something crazy, like really high. So that helped. Like, scoring a lot of runs helped out our pitching staff when we were going through that tough time. But I would say our offense and our defense really like picked up the slack, and then like from there the pitching staff kind of just had to piece it together and figure out like how to piece it together and win games, and we did just that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Of the numerous Noles that did get drafted this past summer, who do you think is going to make the biggest splash in the bigs?
Gosh, that's so hard, because I know all of them can do it. Like, they're studs, like all of them. They're so good. Oh, man. I don't want to single one person out, because I love all of them. And I just really think they all could do it, like, honestly, because they're all super talented. They're all tooled up. They all can play. They all have confidence. But I would probably say I would say Tibbs or Cam Smith. I have to.
Yeah, it makes sense.
they proved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the atmosphere in Tally was electric. I want to hear a little bit more about the fan group that call themselves the Animals at FSU. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. I think that's what they call themselves, right?
Yeah, the Animals of Section B.
Tell me a little bit more about them.
They are awesome. Like, they are so cool. I'm just so thankful. Like, they brought me in and they loved me from day one. Like, and it takes a lot for them to like respect you, and well, they respect you no matter what, but it takes a lot for them to like, I don't know, you when you're on that field, you feel like you gotta like do something for the fans. Like, obviously for them to like you, and but they are amazing. Like, the energy that they bring to every single game, it does not matter who you're playing, they're gonna be there, like supporting, yelling, cheering. They're always there. If you're down or you're up, like, they're constantly cheering and trying to pull for us. But yeah, they're amazing people. I've hung out with them plenty of times after every game. They go down the right field line and I go and talk to them, and we talk about the game, regular life. Like, they're just a really good group of people, and they all have like been together for so long. It's truly like a family, and they tailgate every game. Like, it is so awesome. It's really cool. Like, I've been to a couple of their tailgates for like softball and stuff like that, and they're just a really fun group to hang out with and be around. But their love for baseball and for Knowles baseball is truly amazing.
That's awesome. So they're even showing out like that for like midweek too?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know if they like, if you're not working, like you're going to the baseball game. Like if you can get off, like you're going to the baseball game. That's what they all like. They all try and make it like, but yeah, it's really cool.
That is awesome, dude. You've always been, you know, a high on base percentage guy. You always get up there, you see pitches, you make the pitcher work. Would you say that is one of your main approaches at the plate, you know, and seeing a lot of pitches, making the pitcher work, and just trying to do whatever you can to get on base?
Yes and no. I mean, my goal is not to walk, but I actually am a very aggressive hitter early in the count. And so a lot of people know that, like, throughout the year this year, like they knew that I was hunting early in the count. So they started like spinning and mixing and trying to get me to chase. So that was probably why my walks went up a little bit. But I'm not really looking up there looking to draw a walk. I'm trying to do damage and hit hard line drives all over the ballpark. That was kind of like my game plan. I was like, I want to hit a double every time I get in the box somewhere, try and use the whole field. But that was kind of like my game plan.
And I mean, that you did a lot at USF, you know, you had great power to all fields, you know, and the ball didn't have to leave you left the ballpark plenty of times, but the ball didn't have to leave the ballpark for everyone in the stadium to know exactly what kind of zip the ball had coming off your bat. You know, you had some of the best backside power that I've ever seen. I want to keep this progressing here, and I want to pass it on to Matt because I want to hear – I think everybody wants to hear a little bit more about your time in Omaha. So, Matty boy.
Yeah, and before I get into Omaha, I do have to ask, you know, what was it like – you know, playing on the opposite side, playing against USF this year? Because I know I talked to you a little bit about it as it happened, but that must have been weird for you, you know, playing against some of your friends. And tell me a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was going to be nervous. I knew I was going to have a little jitters, and I woke up a little bit more excited that day, but it didn't really hit me until I saw them like come onto the field, like during batting practice. I was like, dang, this is weird. And my heart rate got up. I probably took like the worst BP in my life. I was definitely sped up. And it definitely showed in the game because I did not have a good game. But yeah, I was definitely nervous and antsy for that one. And after the game was over, I was like, thank God this is over. I was like, I don't have to do this again.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it was great to see everyone and play against them. But yeah, it was definitely something that I'm glad only happened once that year.
I think you had to face Tanner Mink, didn't you?
Yep. And he struck
out.
Yeah.
Honestly, the USF fan, I was really proud of that moment. Honestly,
he'll never let me live that down.
That's hilarious. Well, yeah. Getting into you know, talking about ending your career in Omaha. Obviously, you know, you guys had a great regular season, and you guys also had a really good conference tournament as well. Can you talk to me about the journey you guys took through, you know, winning the regionals, going to Omaha, obviously winning the super regionals as well? What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was magical. It's like postseason baseball is the best baseball there is. It is just so much fun. And that's when like the team is like, when you're winning in the postseason, that's when you're having so much fun and you don't even care. Like if you just had a bad game, you're just happy that you won and that you're still playing baseball with your teammates. Like, it's really like every day could be your last, and you want to cherish everything you have with your teammates and leave it all out there on the field. So, yeah, when you're winning, it's just like it's such a high. But the run that we had, I mean, we knew we had the team to do it. Like, we before the season even started, we were like, we're going to Omaha. Like, this team is the most talented team we've like any of us have ever played on. We knew that we were going to get there, and if we were mainly just worried about hosting a super. We wanted to host a super, but if we didn't get that opportunity, we would have been fine going to play somewhere else. But we really wanted to play in front of our fans, host a super regional. So we were really excited when we found out that we were a national seed, because we just love playing in Tallahassee in front of our fans and in that environment. And it's just so hard to come play as an opposing team in Tallahassee because of our fans. But yeah, that run was a lot of fun. I mean, I can talk more about Omaha, but I don't know what other questions you have.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we could talk more in depth about your Omaha experience and the stadium, the fans, the ceremonies, media coverage. What was all that like?
Well, the media is insane out there. I'll tell you that. Like you're practicing the first day you get the, no, not the first day, the next day. Yeah, you practice and the media is just all over you. Like, people are mic'd up, like they're pulling you off to the side for interviews, like walking in the tunnel, they're asking you for interviews. Like, the media there is just, you feel like you're a big leaguer. It's like, holy crap. Like, this is what the guys, like the big leaguers, like deal with on a daily basis. Like, I couldn't imagine. But yeah, it is really cool. The stadium is huge. Like, so Link, every team that like he goes to Omaha with, the when you first get there, he takes you immediately to the field. So we got off the plane and bussed immediately to Schwab, and we walked around the whole stadium. Obviously, we took a lot of pictures, photos, stuff like that, but it was mainly kind of just like to feel it out and like realize that all of these seats are gonna be full, which is crazy, which is really cool. But yeah, just learning the dimensions and stuff like that. But yeah, the fans are really cool. It's not as loud as you think. I'd say like the main noise that's coming is coming from like your main fan section. So, which is like where your family is and where like the main FSU fans are. But like when you score and stuff like that, your fans erupt all around the stadium. So it does get loud at times, but I feel like at Hauser, there's times where it's like, whoa, like so loud. But the whole experience in Omaha was just like unreal. They do that. They do it up like big time. Like, you walk around the streets, like outside of your hotel, people are coming up to you asking for autographs, pictures. Like, you're a celebrity there, and everyone knows who you are because they're there to watch you and to watch your team. And it's honestly a really, really special experience, and it lives up to the hype. It really does. It's like the promised land of college baseball.
Definitely. And I mean, we got so close a few years ago with USF as well. And I'm really glad that, you got that experience, at least one time in your career. Super cool. Talk a little bit more about the games, the level of competition. Obviously, the eight best teams in the entire country all in one place. What was that like?
It was really cool. Obviously, everyone saw what happened the first game. you could say that if that game goes differently, then we might be standing in the championship game, but it's you can only dream. That one hurt a lot. But even after that game, we were like, okay, we feel like we're the best team out here. Let's go prove it to everyone. And even though like we just lost, like we feel like we're the best and we can beat the best. And we knew it was either going to be us or Tennessee winning the whole thing. So after that loss, we didn't care who we played and we knew we were going to win. And yeah, it was just we didn't care who was throwing, what team we were playing. We just had that chip on our shoulder and we knew that we were going to dominate. So
Yeah, Tennessee, they were a hell of a team this year, and I
very
mean
good.
that first game you guys played against them, that was some controversial stuff. But at the end of the day, though, you did end up hitting a home run in Omaha. So, what was that experience like, hitting a home run in front of 25,000 people? What was that like?
It would have been a lot better if it would have been a different home run, but that one was really cool. I can't lie. That one was cool. We were down though, so it wasn't as exciting. But I was just me and my teammates were like, "You were owed that home run, bro," because I flew out to the track like 3 times. I got robbed. Like that kid robbed me. Like I couldn't catch a break. Like I was squaring stuff up to center field like throughout the whole tournament. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna get one. Like I'm gonna get one. Just keep doing what you're doing. And that game, that lefty was just carving me up. Like my game plan going into that game against him was to sit off speed, and he had the total opposite game plan. He was throwing me fastballs away and off speed, like late in the count. So, and then that next one, I went that my third at bat against him, we were down what, like 6-7 nothing, something like that. And I was like, all right, this could be my last at bat, like ever, like my last at bat ever. And I walked up there with chills. Like I was like, I had goosebumps all on my body. I was like, do something cool here. I was like, just do something cool. And he ended up switching his game plan up and went to throwing soft. And I was like, this is what I've been waiting for all game. And then he hung that curveball and I just smashed it. And that one did feel good, but it would have felt better if it was a closer game or if we were winning. But I'm just glad I got out of there with one, because I had that like weight on my shoulders all World Series. Like I wanted one, and I was hitting the ball so well. It was just that wind is brutal.
Yeah, I can imagine. You get a lot of wind in middle America.
Yeah.
That's awesome though, man. I'm so excited for you that you finally got that home run, and I do remember you hitting the ball to the warning track a few times, and you were gonna hit one eventually, and you did, and especially to have it as your last collegiate at bat too. That's pretty special. Cool. So going into the next phase of our interview here, we're going to talk a little bit about your post-playing career. Talk to me a little bit about your decision into, retiring from baseball. I know you made a pretty extensive post on Instagram. Can you talk a little bit about the decision that went into that?
Yeah, that was really tough, and honestly, it still is tough. But I couldn't get myself to go and play independent ball. I don't know why. I don't know if it's my ego or my pride not letting me do that, but I kind of am a realist. I was just like, all right, if they're not drafting me now, like, or giving me a free agent deal, like, what is me going to play indie ball, like, gonna Like, if they're not drafting me or picking me up now, like what can I do there that is gonna get me like a contract? Like, I wasn't willing to do it. Like, I love the game so much and I play with so much energy and fire, like because of how much I love the game of baseball. And I still love it and still feel that way about it. And still feel salty about not getting the opportunity, but I just thought it was best for me to move on and to start my life. I mean, I'm a little older, so I'm kind of looking forward to getting a job and starting my life. So that's kind of my mindset on it. But that posting that was really hard. I like typed up the message like in one take. And I didn't even cry when I like was typing it up, but as soon as I post it, I started crying and I was like, golly, this sucks. But I mean, it is what it is. At some point, everyone's career is going to come to an end, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, I mean, baseball's got to have been a big part of your life, obviously. You probably played it for 17, 18 years of your life. So pretty much all you know is baseball. But luckily for you, you did get your degree from USF, which is an AAU accredited university in health sciences. And you have that in your back pocket. So if you could talk to me about, what will you be pursuing instead of baseball now that you've kind of made that decision?
I have a couple opportunities. One that would be kind of involving my degree is medical sales. So I've been talking to a company called Arthrex. I've been talking to the agency owner in Tallahassee who I've had an interview with and a job shadow with. So that's an opportunity on the table. And something that I would really like to get into. There's also a lot of baseball players within that field, and that feels like a really good fit. And then today I actually did like a job interview, job shadow with a mortgage company, being a loan officer. So I've got those two opportunities on the table. I'm just kind of seeing what kind of options there is out there for me and keeping an open mind and just seeing what's best for me moving forward and seeing what options I are available on the table.
Tell you what, in my career, I do a lot of interviewing with people and interviewing for job openings and things like that. And with the way that you carry yourself, I don't think you'll have any problem, landing a job wherever you're applying. So I wish you luck on that. But
Appreciate
next question for sure. Next question I got for you is, obviously, you're telling us earlier you're living with your parents right now, but ideally, where do you plan on moving once you do get your job?
that. I mean, I'm pretty flexible wherever. Right now, it's either probably Jacksonville, Tallahassee, or Orlando as of now. I have always loved Tampa and always have wanted to move back. So if I got an opportunity there, I would probably would highly consider it because I just love the area of all around Tampa. I love it. St. Pete, Clearwater, Palm Harbor area. I really do love Tampa and fell in love with it. I mean, I was there for 4 years, so. But yeah, I'm kind of flexible and willing to work anywhere.
Well, luckily, I mean, there is a lot of hospitals in the Tampa Bay area, so there's got to be a lot of opportunities. So I'm sure you could find one of those. But aside from that, you obviously have dedicated such a big part of your life to baseball. Is there any chance that, you'll want to get into coaching or anything related to baseball?
I could definitely see myself possibly coaching later on, but right now I kind of need to kind of step away from the game. As hard as it is, I honestly, I don't want anything to do with baseball right now. I like watching baseball. But yeah, I kind of, ever since the whole draft thing, I kind of have not really been involved within the game,
Maybe
but
someday you can maybe someday you could be a like a little league coach or something like that. You can coach up your future kid.
yeah, there will always be that love for the game, and I'm sure I'll get that itch to get back out there soon, but right now it's just taking some time away from the game just to kind of heal from everything, so.
Makes sense. Well, cool. So we know that you're into a bunch of other different sports and stuff like that, but is there anything that you've done outside of job searching since you've graduated in terms of sports, or what have you been up to?
I've been living a good summer life, honestly. I've been relaxing a lot, kind of just like decompressing from my years playing baseball and kind of like just being a kid for like one last time. So my parents just bought a boat like recently in the spring, so we've been taking that out a lot and wake surfing in the river. So that's been a lot of fun. I've been golfing a lot. I love golf. Golf is like my favorite sport right now. I don't know why. It's just brings like my competitive nature out, and it's just so hard. I want to master it, but it's just so hard. You can't, like, it's just so, I don't know. Golf is challenging, and it brings me back every time. I love it. And plus I get to like play with friends and stuff, and it's still like you can socialize out there, but also like compete and like be in a zone. So I really do love golf. I've been playing a lot of pickleball lately too.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, that gets pickleball gets the competitive juices flowing. Me and my partner here are pretty good, but we honestly just got humbled by one of my parents' like friends. He challenged me and my partner to a match, and he's like older than us. He's like probably like 50s, and we got smoked. But we thought we were really good until we played them, and they play like every day. And we got worked. But honestly, pickleball is a lot of fun, and it brings a lot of like competitiveness out. And yeah, I like playing pickleball a lot. And then what else? Oh, I've been fishing. I've been learning to, I don't know, like getting into fishing. I've always like been good at like bass fishing and stuff like that, and liked doing that. But I've been one of my buddies, he lives like in Northern Jacks, and he's got like a little 16-foot like Key West, and we go out like after he's done with work, and we'll go red fishing and stuff like that. So I've been getting into that, and that's a lot of fun. So
Seems like you're living the perfect retired life.
I am, I'm not gonna lie, I don't want it to end, but I mean I'm kind of eager to start working, so and make some real money. So but I'm enjoying it right now. But yeah, looking forward to starting to work and make my own money.
Nice. And I know you guys originally started playing pickleball at the baseball house at USF, right? With Punsack.
Yeah, we've made our own court. We bought a net off of like Amazon or something, and we had the perfect driveway for it. And it was almost regulation court size, almost. But we like drew the kitchen with chalk, and we would play. Oh my God. After practice, we'd go out there, and like everyone was still hot from practice. So everyone was like, screw it. Let's just go out and play for like 2 hours. So we would all be out there, like just yelling at each other, playing pickleball. It was so much fun. God, those were the days. Those are awesome.
Yeah, some good memories for you off and on the field, but we had a lot of great memories as fans too. But I'll kind of kick it back to John to conclude this interview.
I know that you had a great year at FSU, but I also know that you still pay attention to your boys down south. Tell me, what do you think of the new hire and coach Mitch Hanna's, the recruiting class he's got coming in, if you've been able to keep an eye on that at all, and the staff he's putting together?
I heard that's a really great hire, and I know Indiana State has been really good and very, very consistent for a long time.
Yeah.
I played with some summer ball teammates who played under him, and they really liked him, and they always had a really, really solid team every year, and they were pretty much making regionals every year. They even hosted a regional, I think, in 23
or
22. I don't know. I think, 23, I think. But I know that they've brought in some really good commits, such as the kid from FSU, Lance Triple. He's a stud. He can play anywhere in the field. He'll play first base, outfield. He wants to catch. So
I think that's what we're bringing him in as, is a catcher.
Yeah, he is. They're bringing him in as a catcher, and he's got a really good bat. He's got light tower power, actually. Like he rakes. But he just wants to play every day. So that's why he made the move there. And that's where he wanted to be. And I was just like, dude, yes, like you're going to love it. No matter like who the coach is, USF is just a great environment to play baseball in, and just a great school, in a great area. I've been seeing like all the commits and stuff. Like he's really heavily recruiting from JUCOs, other D1s. Like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he puts together a winning season right off bat.
Dude, hopefully we'll see you at the Red.
I do want to make it back, actually.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You gotta come back. What's it called? If you haven't checked out that podcast that we have with Coach Hanna's on there, I think that if you listen to it, you'll really, really get a feel for him as a person. And also, just kind of get a feel as to what he's going to build. I've never been more confident in the future of USF baseball than when we got off the line with him. His story does not match the cover, like he looks like just like this nice older man. No, that dude's a dog, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he is a dog. Yeah. He's awesome. And he had all of us ready to run through a brick wall after that podcast. It was definitely one of my favorite ones to date.
Good.
Another thing, I know music is like a huge part of your life, and the eclectic style that you have in your music taste was definitely evident in your walk-up songs over the years. I gotta know, which of all of your walk-up songs in the 5 years that you played, which one is your favorite?
My last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely my last one. That it was just so iconic. Everyone knew it was like me, and like no one knew the song. And it was just, that's what I always go for. I always go for walk-up songs that people don't know, and like songs that I love and that I'll never get sick of hearing. And that's why I choose them, because it like fires me up, and it also like gives me something to like take my mind off what I'm about to do. So just like kind of getting in that vibe and feeling it out. I don't know. It's just, I like something more upbeat, but also not too crazy like rap. So
you had that remake your senior year.
California Dreaming.
Yes, dude. That was such a vibe. Oh, man, I love that one.
My mom was so pissed. She wanted me to do it at FSU, and I was like, Mom, no, I have to retire that. Like, I have to do a new one. She's like, why? Don't fix it if it ain't broke. I was like, nah, I have to leave that one in the past. I'm sorry. I was like, it's so good and I love it so much. I was like, but I can't do it again. Not.
That's funny. Well, DC, I think that's about all we have for you, man. I can't express enough, like, how grateful we are for having you on, for you giving us your time and having you on tonight. It's unfortunate how everything played out with the career, but I think that you have much bigger things in your future. And I have all the confidence in you in the world that everything's going to work out. Anything that myself or anybody in the Bruin crew can do for you to help facilitate your career or just keep you busy, you know, while in a somewhat difficult transition period, you know, you're always family to us, you know, we give you the shirt off our backs any day of the week. So don't be shy and definitely let us know if there's anything that we can do for you, brother. We look forward to seeing you at the Red in the coming seasons. And like I said, 5 handicap by this time next year.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
Let me get a go, please.
Go Bulls.
from Matthew Giardino, DC, and myself, that does it for another episode here on Bruin at McEwen, a USF baseball podcast. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. And on that note, we out.